The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." The Gospel of the Lord. Invite you to be seated. Human beings have always looked for signs from the divine, from God. Something odd happens and people wonder, "Are you trying to tell me something, God?" Sometimes we wouldn't even mind a little miracle here or there to make it really clear to us. But the trouble with looking for such signs from God is really that they're moments of chance, out of which we then try to wring some sort of sense. There's that old joke about a man who made decisions by flipping open his Bible and relying on the passage that his finger pointed to. However, he decided to stop doing this when he was wondering what to do with his life next, and his finger landed on the passage about what Judas did after he betrayed Jesus, which is, "And he went and hanged himself." See, looking for signs like that can encourage us to trust in some sort of magic or even fate, that non-Christian perspective that says everything that happens for a reason, not a Christian perspective. And honestly, we can't even count on our own feelings, even strong ones, or our own thoughts as being the way God communicates with us or gives us signs, because we can so easily, manipulate easily our thoughts without even realizing it. And then what happens if we don't have a compelling feeling or thought? Has God abandoned us? See, the deeper truth about signs and our feelings and looking for God's communication is that when we want them, aren't we really seeking after God himself? Assurance that God is there, that God is for us and not against us. And we can't find such deep assurance in chance signs, because they're so open to interpretation, so easily swayed or interpreted by what we want, our own will. And deep inside, I think the real problem is that we really know that it's me talking to me through them. So what are we to do when we want communication or affirmation from God? We turn to the gospel reading. God gave us, humanity, a very odd sign 2,000 years ago to answer this question. And since then, Christians have cherished it as the sign, trumping all other signs, for all time. Something we'd never come up with ourselves, the cross. A sign of execution on an instrument of death. The sign that in every age reveals something about us, about me, and something about God. For God so loved the world that he gave his Son to be lifted up on a cross. Now, some people worry that this makes God into some sort of cruel father figure, exacting punishment and anger on a son to atone for sinful humanity. He has to have his due. But that's not the image that Jesus gives us in this reading. Jesus, who is the willing son, what he says is that his father loved humans so much that he was even willing to give up the one he loved and treasured most, his only son, to finally reach humanity. Never mind the Christian mystery that God himself was present in the Son, including on the cross. The cross has something to say to each of us about ourselves. It reveals that we love darkness, that we hide from truth, that we don't want our deeds or our motivations to be exposed, that we want to live life on our own terms, not to be accountable to anybody else but ourselves. In biblical language, we want to be our own God. We don't want God. So when God speaks through the Word and reveals this to us, that we love darkness and that we're accountable to our Creator more than ourselves, we want to silence that voice. Crucify it. See, the cross reveals that we can't really trust ourselves and drives us to the light. So the cross has also something to say to us, each of us, about God, that God loves us, which really doesn't say it. That's too paltry. God deeply and faithfully and unconditionally and steadfastly and eternally and wondrously, wondrously loves us. And the cross also says that God, the creator of the world, is the light. That's it. That's the communication that God has for you. The sign in every situation you find yourself in. And it's really enough. First, don't trust yourself, because you'll fool yourself. And trust in this world's creator, who wondrously loves you, became a fool for you on the cross. God has given you other resources by which to make particular decisions, a mind, a heart, friends, wisdom. But there isn't one magic decision, one magic path, or one right way to go. The world is too broken and complicated for that. Instead, we have this 2,000-year-old sign for all humanity, for all time. But it was also a sign that was made personal for you in your baptism. You were marked with the cross of Christ on your forehead, traced there in olive oil, most likely. And if we forget that, which we do all the time, we also have another sign around which the community of doubting believers gathers each week, an odd little meal of bread and wine, so that we actually might taste the cross, our darkness and God's light, and take it into ourselves and be that close to it. God gave us the ultimate sign, a sign rooted in history, made personal in your baptism, the sign at the center of every Christian community, the cross, the sign of God's wondrous love for all humanity in all places and times, the sign by which, even through us, God draws all who are perishing. Amen.